Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dylan, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Dylan, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You taking being attacked by a shark?
Yeah, I'm shark food.
Okay.
He's cutting to the quick.
Yeah.
You know, over on X or Twitter, we there's a couple votes for other stuff.
That's really.
I mean, sharks dominating, but
we'll get that result next week.
Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. What's going on in the Twitterverse? All right. Your question: what country was known as Persia until 1935?
Big fan of the show, guys. It was Iran.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we let you go, big fan, which we appreciate, one and done question for you. True or false? True or false, the best-selling song in French history is The Chicken Dance.
True.
It's not. However, it is
Bummer.
It is the second best-selling song in French history.
What's number one?
I can't remember. Like, I think it's actually a French Christmas song. I think it's number
one. Okay.
But Chicken Dance in French history.
People love the polka.
I would have said maybe something by Johnny Miller. Johnny Miller?
Glenn Miller?
No, who's the legendary Maryland broadcaster? Does all the sports.
Was
Johnny, whatever. So my buddy, he's married to a woman, a French woman from Lyon.
Okay.
And I was like, oh yeah, we got to listen to the Maryland game. And then we had on, God, I can't even say it right now, Johnny whoever. But it's also a famous French singer.
They're not the same person. They have
they're
the
not
same
the same
name.
Person. They just have the same exact name. Johnny Holiday.
Johnny Holiday.
Yeah.
That is a Vegas name.
And yeah, apparently it's some famous jazz singer in France.
Yeah, but it sounds like a guy you see at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, with finger guns.
All we could love, Johnny Holiday's.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Johnny Holiday's goddamn hero in the South.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and bartenders.
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Harrison, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. You going to be able to make it to the match? Be able to watch that thing tonight?
No, I can't afford that. You kidding me?
Okay. All right. All right, Harrison, you get busted for one. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
The shark.
Shark attack. All right.
There's not a whole lot of times that in a multiple choice situation, being attacked by a shark is your number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
We found a way to circumvent that. All right, here is your question. What island was the scene of a nuclear accident back in 1979?
Atoll?
Nope, 3 Mile Island.
3 Mile Island, yes. Is that what, New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Okay.
Close to Philly.
All right, your question. What animal is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Snakes.
There you go.
That and redheads.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rod.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
Dave, you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Dave, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to get busted for one. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you could be attacked by a shark.
Oh, I'm definitely taking the shark.
Got the shark attack out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right. I picked this.
We were coming up with the poll earlier. Miles had the first three, then it's like, man, we just need a fourth one. So we thought about it, and we're like, let's take the opposite tack.
Exactly.
You're not getting arrested. You're
going to really bad's gonna happen.
A freaking shark in the water. And
we
what
also
do you
had
know?
Fighting a chimpanzee.
Yeah, fighting a chimpanzee, but that's, man, I'd take cannibalism over that.
I'd take a shark attack.
I would take a shark over a chimp. Seriously, I really would.
He's going to rip a chunk off.
Agreed.
Because with a shark, it's not personal. With a chimp, and the first thing chimps try to do is rip your genitalia off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's already a no-go for me. Like, that's a non-starter, mm-hmm. buddy.
I'm going to need this.
Yeah, I'm going to need this. Damn. Throw it over his shoulder. While maintaining eye contact.
I'm going to grab onto his then first.
Dead, man, I feel like it gets worse for
you. I can squeeze.
Hey, you're not wrong. Fight fire with fire.
I'm just picturing both of you guys rolling on the ground, both of you holding each other's genitals.
I got it.
Miles is fighting, man. That chip is screaming.
What you gonna do now?
Better hope it's not a female chimp. Like, crap.
Yeah. That is just bestiality.
Yeah, now it's just weird.
He didn't want to it. He grabbed it where?
All right, your question. How many rooms are there in a standard game of Clue? How many rooms?
Never played the game, so I'm just going to guess 10.
You never play Clue ever?
Is it 5?
5?
Never.
6.
9.
Oh.
There's the ballroom, the billiard room, the conservatory.
Library.
The dining room, the hall, the kitchen, the library, the lounge, and the study. I'm guessing this house is not in the ghetto.
No.
You'd be like, well, we got the living room and the shared bedroom.
Oh, the trailer version.
Yeah. Oh, it took place next to the toilet.
Kitchen, living room, bedroom.
Driver's seat.
Right. Standing shower. That's also your right. Also the bathroom floor.
Outdoor shed.
Yeah.
See if we can do that. Clue, trailer style. If you can't figure out where the murder happened, you're stupid.
Did Tammy attack him with a chainsaw?
There you
An
go.
An axe.
It's the weapon. A hot iron skillet. Or did she simply burn him with her cigarette?
Hot Crisco?
All right, your question. Marie Curie and Linus Pauling both won what award twice? Marie Curie and Linus Pauling.
Oh, I can't think of the name of the award.
That's the part we need, man.
Yeah.
I don't let you think about it for a minute, because if I say it out loud, you're just going to beat yourself.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of the Big Bang Theory, because they talk about Madame Curie. And
I mean, that's a good clue.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be one of the two main ones, right?
Pulitzer Prize. I know that's not it.
So it's Nobel?
Nobel.
Yeah.
Peace
Nobel.
Prize?
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Peace Prize?
I mean, no, she worked with, like, chemistry, I believe.
Oh.
Mercury, right?
But, actually, she worked with, like, well, as she found out, she was working with radiation. Yeah. You know how she found out?
Because
she died young.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. So she's like, hey, man, look at these things we've discovered and all that. Then you realize, like, oh, this is dangerous. All right, your question. Kalium is the Latin name for which element? Kalium. K-A-L-I-U-M.
Calcium?
Potassium. So think of special K. And it tastes loaded with potassium. It's called special K because the Latin name was kalium.
Oh, kalium with a K.
Who didn't know that?
I figured it was in the C.
But
I only know
what do they say? Special P? They're probably like, look, bro, we can't call it special P and then think people are going to eat this.
That's just one of those ones that's so odd. I just remembered it as a kid.
That's why I remember
it. Yeah.
What is PB?
Lead.
Yeah. Lead.
For plumbum, which is Latin for.
Plumbum.
For a pink, or no, a purple butt.
I'm plumbum and beer.
All right, your question. In what movie is the Okinawan sword maker Hattori Hanzo a character?
Oh, Kill Bill.
All right, very good.
A lot of Okinawan talk today.
It's Okinawan Day on the men's room. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I was going to wait for Mike to ask me what day it was.
You didn't hear you didn't hear that on the program? Guess what tomorrow is on the program? Any idea?
No.
Kevin Harvick Day.
Oh, yeah, it
is. Oh, nice.
We're having Kevin Harvick on tomorrow with TV Time with Ted, believe it or not.
Excellent. I love that new show he's got with Will Buxton.
Speed, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Apparently, he's won some races in his day.
He's also a legendary NASCAR driver.
Kevin Harvick guy. More Big Tummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.